Hey everybody, it's John. A reminder to check out stealthisbeard.com. Not only can you sign up for our newsletter, which Justin and I put minimal effort into each and every week, and you can find out what's happening on the show, but you can also get an archive of all of our shows and buy some of our stellar merchandise, which includes glassware. You can now buy black glasses just like us on the show. You can get our old Tiku glasses and a variety of t-shirts. So go to stealthisbeard.com to check out all of that and maybe more.
Steal This Beer, a candid weekly discussion about beer, over beer, by a couple of guys that think about beer way too much.
All right. Hey, y'all. It's 5 o'clock on Monday and we are stealing beer. How's everybody doing today, John Hall?
You know, it's a good day in America, I think, for a lot of folks.
For a lot of folks, but to be fair,
not for everybody.
And not for, it seems like, half of us. So let's just appreciate closure, move on, and get everybody back in the fold of we're all one team. Speaking of a guy who left my fold and abandoned me 2.5 years ago to try to figure out how to be freaky all alone in the freakiest of times, Mr. Brian Strumke of Stillwater Artisanal Ales. How the fuck are you, dude?
You are very excited.
Strumke's my fucking soulmate. He just left me on the East Coast at the fucking scariest time in American history.
I know.
What is going on, dude?
Feeling good now. This is definitely putting a little pep in my step today.
We should point out that we are recording this on the Saturday after Election Day, in the moments after Joe Biden was named President-elect of the United States. So this is going to air 2 weeks from now, but the breaking news is happening all around us right now. So for listener context.
So to be honest, I feel like I just had an exorcism of sorts. I don't know. I'm a very sensitive individual. And as soon as I kind of found out the news, I don't know. I kind of felt the energy of the world shift. And I started crying, like, really intensely. Like, I don't know why. It wasn't like tears of joy. It wasn't tears of sadness. It was just overwhelming emotions. Fucking
catharsis.
Yeah. So I just came out of a little fucking moment.
Nice. And now you're here with us. So you're going from from that very high highs to what are clearly going to be some pretty deep lows. Right? Yeah. It's. Did we lose Augie? He hasn't talked for a minute.
He's on mute. There
no, I'm he here. I was just letting Strumke talk. You know, I get so excited when Strumke's around. I don't want to step on his shit, but. And I get that, man. But what's funny is, so I don't joke. Without you around to play the role of my shaman, Evan Watson has had to step in, and he's not as kind to my darker psyche. He's much more blunt. Shut up, you're being stupid. So I miss you very much, but I'm happy to catch you at I'm happy to catch you in an emotional moment of catharsis of 2020. I know you're on the West Coast, which is part of my misery, but I'll tell you what, on the side of the world we're on, it's a really weird 67-degree November day where the leaves are gently falling in the background, and the world does feel like it has a promise it hasn't had for most of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great, because the weather matches exactly here. Right.
Is that right? Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Let's get off politics, because that's not this show. Let's get on to Brian Strumke. And first of all, you know, I always love your artistic bent, your little devilish fuck that guy approach to everything. But how did you get so smart to see Seltzer coming and brand your company Stillwater 10 years ago just so you can break out with Stillwater sparkling water? How are you that prescient? Tell us about Stillwater sparkling water, which is in itself a wonderful statement.
Stillwater sparkling. Mm. Or sparkling Stillwater, depending on how you want to look at
it. I just love it. I just love it. I was like, fucking Strumke, how did he nail that?
Amazing anyway, that it fit together so well.
That's right. So
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I was like, fuck, I did channel this shit, man. It's like, you know, sometimes, and oh, well, I don't know. Honestly, the whole seltzer thing, I woke up one day during COVID, stir crazy. Brynn and I were living in like one of the newer high rises in downtown Seattle. Just same kind of style that we were living in New York. And that's fucking nuts during COVID, man. Living in that box with her and the little dog. It's great, but man, it was really driving me nuts. So I started, I needed to do something. So I started experimenting and I tried a couple of those seltzers, like White Claw and Truly. And as expected, you know, not good. So I'm like, what? So I don't know. I just kind of put the Stillwater spin on it. I thought Stillwater beer, when I set out at the beginning, I wanted to make beer as dry as possible. So I'm like, fuck it, here's my chance to just make zero gravity fucking booze water.
And right.
Kind of spice it out and treat it like I did my original Saisons. So I use like the sage from Cellar Door and some pineapple and one of them. I use Sassandra berries and hibiscus and another. So it's all, you know, I don't like the whole natural aromas and extracts. I don't want to get into that game in brewing or seltzer. I just don't consume that stuff. So I was like, fuck it. If, you know, I'm sure that we can make, you know, if we just want to remove malt from the equation, we could still make cool stuff. So I just started making like non malt based fermentable things.
And that
popped up.
Now, tell me about doing hop selection for seltzer. Again, one of those great Strumke moments.
I love that you can't even say it with a straight face, but yeah.
I can't, but he did. He was so, what's his name from Burial was out there with him. And he's like, I'm picking hops with Strumke. I'm like, why the fuck is Strumke picking hops?
I've been selecting my hops for a long time.
Yeah, but I meant for the seltzer.
Oh, I know.
He's going to dry hop a seltzer.
Yeah, that was fucking hilarious. I was at Haas. Yep. You know, I think that day the only people that went out to select were myself and Doug and Tim.
And the guys so from White Claw, right?
And exactly. And my buddy Matt. So the guy from Haas, it just made a joke. I was like, man, we're sniffing him. He's like, yeah, he's like, he just made a joke. He's like, yeah, as long as you're not going to put him in some seltzer, ha, ha, ha. I was like, and Matt looked at him and goes, you just said this is probably the one person
that is going to end up
going to flip this table. I have Primo Citra 2020 crop coming into this new industry. Seltzer, which tastes fucking awesome.
I love it. I can't wait to try it.
And Augie, it'll keep us lean in our aging times.
That's right. As our bodies try to get drought and famine resistant for our old age. So what else is going on? I just said let's not go politic, but you're in the fucking thick of it, man. You moved out to the place where we were snatching citizens off the street. How's life out there? Are you feeling chill? Can you be your Strumke? Is there enough fucking stimulus there to keep your artistic up? What's going on out there? Is it all real? Is it all fake? What's the world like out there?
I made a big shift. Healthy, I believe, mentally, physically, environmentally. I live like over in a small, quiet neighborhood in West Seattle. Apparently, not far from Eddie Vedder's place. He's got a house in the hood. So it's like quiet.
That sounds like a great neighborhood for me to get a new house.
Oh yeah, John Hall. Come on, Patreons. Don't worry. Come on, Patreons. John needs a house with a Florida room between Eddie Vedder and real estate agent.
So it overlooks the Puget Sound. So,
oh wow!
And it's kind of like I moved to like a little artist retreat in a quiet neighborhood with trees and hills and water. And
nice.
It's cool. And yeah, I've just been focusing solely on art. I basically at the end of this year was our 10th year.
Okay.
And I just I don't know. I guess I kind of have an existential crisis. I had one, but that wasn't my first one, obviously. So
yeah,
I kind of just, I didn't know where I was, where I wanted to be, what I wanted Stillwater to be, where it was going. Because, you know, craft beer is going in many different directions, some of which I have no interest in being part of, and others I would. And so I kind of wanted to reevaluate everything. And then the world blew up. So I was like, fuck it, this is the perfect time to reinvent whatever you want to reinvent. So
yeah, I think you're right. That's the hope here, is that we all come out of it where we need to be.
I want to talk about class one, but I'm really sort of curious about that reinvention thing, though, because when we had John on from Off Color, he was saying that he was having a really tough time tapping into creativity during COVID, and you know, sort of focusing on like long term things. So, like, I'm curious as to.
I have a great, yeah. I totally get that, and yes, I'm one of those fucking freaks that. I excel in chaos. So actually, right before this all went down, late last year, all of last year, I was in such a funk. I was in such a creative block. I thought I was losing it. And I was not having a good year. All of a sudden, man, the world started falling apart. It was crazy. My creativity spawned insanely. And I think because my brain works in problem solving. So if there's not problems, it doesn't really know what to do. Like, it's always looking to solve something. So when like all this craziness goes, it just really ramps up at my juices, and that just, and then shit just starts flying out. So
I get that. Plus in your ninth year, like we're track you. We're like 6 months behind you. So I get that reference too, right? This year where I'm like, okay, but what are we going to do different? And I am looking for that kind of what's a stimulus. So I guess, yeah, this is the year of Strumke.
What's the year of whatever you want it to be. How about you with Carton? Like what's working year?
When the whole shit hit the fan, I'm working with a new brewer who's kind of my favorite brewing partner since Jesse. And we were just starting to do our dance, right? All right, when I lead with this, you got to step there and da 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 da. And he's a guy in love with, you know, he's one of the brewers who... like, he'll make anything I want to make, and he really makes everything I want to make well. But he wants to do the pilsners and lagers because he wants everybody to know that even though he's fun at my fantasy beers, he's a fucking excellent brewer. So,
and that's how you get cool guy points in the brewing world.
Absolutely, and that's what he cares about, because he's a young guy brewer. But that was a good thing for me, because those are chops I'm always happy to hone. And so kind of my give and take with him was like, all right, dude, let's do it. But let's be at least perfecting the fundamentals. So we're going to do 10 different pilsners this year, and they each have to be unique, and they each have to be thought out, and they each have to be perfect. And that, but for this kind of retreat into myself, hide from the world, COVID lockdown, that's been a really fun thing to work on, right? It's like, Shrunk, you know better than anybody. It's when you're just making your art and you've been doing it for too long, sometimes it's great to just go to the fucking fundamentals. And that's really what kept me alive through all this, was his interest in the fundamentals and my wanting to engage with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty much, I mean, without the other person involved, that's what kind of saved my passion for Stillwater. I think at the end of the 10th year, I'm like, fuck, it's like, man, I'm always trying to expand things so much. And I thought maybe I was just to the point where I was just going to another industry almost. Yeah. But then I said, fuck it. And I ordered a bunch of 1 gallon like carboy, like little like growler jugs and shit from the More Beer, like the homebrew website. And I made all these seltzers at home. I was like, let me just try making something new. And so I made all these and really enjoyed them and sent them out to White Labs and had them analyzed and got the nutrition. And they're right on point to what I, so it's like, yeah, like no sugar or 1 gram of sugar and blah, blah, blah. It kind of like that reinvigorated my, that sparked my creativity for beer again. So it got me thinking about something, got my head into a different game and remixing something that wasn't beer. And now when I get back to beer, now I can come back with another, with a, you know, a fresher attitude. Kind of like, yeah, 10 years ago, I thought, you know, I missed where my headspace was, you know, in the earlier part of the decade when I was starting. I feel like it got weathered because it got put through territory, didn't really want to go. So to get, step out a little bit and shake
something else
up.
It's funny to hear you say that though, because I feel like all the rabbit holes you went down, you threw the bait down, even if you didn't like being down.
Fair enough. Exactly. I'm well aware of that.
Okay. I don't feel like the tail has ever wagged you. But I have found you at the bottom of a
do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, but I have found you at the bottom of a mundane rabbit hole. But I felt like I understood how you went down it. Like, this will be exciting. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I fucking hate this. And I get that. Anyway, we should go to beer one. And what's fun beer one is I can go back to the early, the, you know, I like old Brian Kanye days. Cause we've talked about on the show before, so I'm not going to retread it, but one of my favorite things about your early creative process was making your dad's Pilsner with Stillwater yeast and making a very fucking interesting but criminally dry small ass crushing beer back when saisons were
it's coming back.
But classique. So let's talk about beer one. Oh fuck, I should start with what brings us together on Seal This Beer is a candid conversation of beer and what it is, not what it's doing, not what we hoped or thought it would be. To facilitate that, we all drink blind. In the COVID days, Kennedy's been acting as a covert distributor, stealing pages out of the Brian Cass book. Does Strumke have these beers?
He sure does.
I do.
Okay, good. Woo-hoo. So when I first smelled this, because obviously I'm deep in our context and bullshitting with Brian is one of my most comfortable places. But when I smelled it, I was hoping. So Brian, when you made Classique, it was Bohemian something you were modeling it on before you fucked around with the yeast. What was that beer you drank, or your dad's beer?
No. So basically the more actual story is that my dad only drank just shitty, you know, post-prohibition industrial lager, you know, like Milwaukee's Best, whatever is kind of cheap or whatever. He wasn't always that discerning. Although funny enough, it's like people that are into that for some reason go on kicks and they're like, this is my beer for whatever reason. And then they switch. anyway, it was just basically, I took the concept of that and then more so is modeled after National Bohemian.
That's
because I live down the street from it. My bar was across the street from the original brewery.
Mm-hmm,
right. So it was just corn pilsner, rice, and corn syrup. And
when I first smelled and tasted glass one, I wanted Kennedy to have really nailed it and sent us that beer, right? Because it tasted like a pretty straightforward adjunct industrial lager, but with some kind of floral prettiness to it. And I was like, okay. And my head went there. I was like, that'll be fine. It'll be fun. But it's one of those. And then I left it. We started talking and I just took a big sip of it. What's funny is that somehow I was moved to the other end of a night of mid-20s shot and beer drinking. And it just tastes like the sixth beer in a night that's oxidized in a pint glass. And I'm chasing a shot with, right? It's not the shot part. There's none of that. It's just that, this will help me swallow that maker's mark.
I was more thinking handled glass mug, drinking this out of. This is like a Bud Heavy to me. There's a weird sort of harshness on the back end of it, almost like a little bit of like a waxy type.
But there wasn't when we first opened it. It was pretty, but it went there
very fast.
We've only been on the air for 10 minutes, right? It's blown itself out in 10 minutes. It's gone. It's just a fucking – it actually all of a sudden tastes like a dirty line Jersey. God, I hope this isn't somebody we love. God,
I like that. I like that note for this. Like, this is a dive bar beer for me. Like, this is something where it fits in.
The glass still has a little bit of the chlorinated rinse aid. <But I'm, laughs> and
yeah, and you're it's not helping wrong. The beer. And it's helping the beer. You're like, oh, thank
that
God.
Gives it the flavor.
It's giving it a little acidity.
Without that tablet of cleanser, this beer would taste like
we shouldn't be even suggesting that, because some brewer is just going to go and just start fermenting tablets now and just tablet water.
But far worse is
$30 a four pack. Line forms to the right.
We're on our third beer of the afternoon, which almost guarantees it's threes or somebody. So. Please don't. Kennedy, you better not have sent us Vliet or something.
It's not me. It's the one you know. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I was like, Jesus. And it's not even bad. It's just such of a type. And it's a type I think we as a group.
I'm going to throw something crazy out there. Could this be a cream ale?
I think whatever it is, it's old. You know, it tastes old. It tastes like a macro.
When we opened it. When we opened it, it smelled pretty and fresh and I don't clean, know.
I got that metallic like oxidized hop thing that you get from like European hops. Like or they like kind of the go syrup. More when they oxidize, they go like more metallic because they're already.
All right, well, let's stop bashing this beer. Let's move on.
What is it, Justin?
Wait. Let's write our sentence. And my sentence is, and this is why it's perfect, and this is going to make it all romantic in the end. But one of the horrible things about being out with Brian Strumke, no matter what you're doing, is sooner or later you're going to do a shot of Fernet. And if we had just done a shot of Fernet, this would be fucking ideal to make that. You know what I mean, Brian? Like,
Yeah, that would taste like Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
It tastes like Brooklyn at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it would. And this would be a perfect chaser for that moment, right? Because it's not like we're tasting anything anymore. It could be a Dos Equis from a bodega.
Exactly. That's a chaser.
Yeah,
exactly. Fernet chaser.
Yeah, it's a perfect Fernet chaser. I hope it's Dos Equis.
I need Justin to read this.
I've only ever had Dos Equis in a bottle, but I want it to be. What? Did you?
I opened it, so I need Justin to read the label.
So this is Asahi Super Dry, which is
Super Dry.
That's crazy.
Super Dry in quotation marks.
Because I actually like this beer when it's
that's why I picked this
fresh.
Beer.
Yeah, normally like I'll drink this. That's why I said it tastes old. So
if you look at the can though, it's not made in Japan. It's made in Canada by Molson.
Oh, then fuck it. See, I'll drink it in Japan. I drink.
Justin, do you have a can in front of you? Can you read this can copy? Because this is just a gem.
So
I'll tell you.
Is it not in Japanese? Is it in Canadian?
No, it's in Canadian.
It's in Canadian.
Canadian?
Yeah.
Good Lord, we haven't been separated from the rest of the world for that long.
All right. It says Asahi beer is a beer for all seasons, super dry. Asahi beer is brewed from quality ingredients, excellent richness, refreshing, and satin smoothness. All year round, you can enjoy the great taste of Asahi beer.
Satin smoothness, everybody.
Have you guys ever
brewed with real satin?
Have you guys ever balanced a little shot glass of hot sake on two chopsticks over a Asahi and banged the table till it fell in?
Yeah. Not since last night.
I think every weekend. I think that memory is why I think it's a chaser. I think what I have is that flavor without the shot of sake.
Yeah. I thought it was anyway. Good first sip ice cold. Yeah, we don't need to talk about this anymore. Yeah.
No, we're done with this. Yeah. Sorry, Asahi. Thank God it wasn't threes. Let's get back to Brian Strumpke. Brian, tell us. So, I don't know. Last time we really hung, what I was most excited about was your kind of wonderful collaboration with the CanArt team. You somehow had found a better groove for you, in my opinion, and you're putting kind of Strumpke appropriate art onto Strumpke art. How's that going? Where's that gotten? And how is fucking around with your entire brand idea with things like Seltzer? What has that made that relationship more interesting or less interesting?
Yeah. again, it's part of like at the beginning of like, I guess at the transition of this year, I more and more what I was focusing back on is I wanted to get back to being an artist. And I felt like I was more of like a, you know, just a trending beer producer
right
at a certain point. And I didn't like that vibe. So I, basically tore everything down and started over. I decided to start redesigning everything myself.
Okay.
But I don't know how to use the programs. So I'm really into minimalistic art. So I just started using Apple Preview and Microsoft and MS Word to just make
so you're
rudimentary
like,
designs.
So you're using the same computer as Philadelphia is using to count votes.
Exactly.
To make
topical.
Art.
Gotcha. That's why people tuned into this show two weeks after the election's called for topical references.
I feel like I nailed that one though.
I'm terrified as to like what the world is actually going to be like 2 weeks from now when this airs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how wrong about so many things we could possibly be.
How many cities have been burnt to the ground?
Hey, I'm feeling good now. Let's rock.
Yeah, we're right gonna start now, getting the too we, soon on Philly, man. You know,
can we please
RIP.
Live in the moment? Can we please live in the moment?
So what was that?
We're talking about you going back.
Oh yeah, so
Nintendo 64 to make art with.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just wanted to I want to fully get back into the whole concept of my beers being complete art pieces. And okay. I felt like the best way to do that I'm bad at communicating my vision a lot of times, and that's why I create things. So
I get it.
I feel like the best way for me to fully communicate what I'm trying to say was to kind of,
I understand. So you're basically the very long form PowerPoint.
Yeah.
These beers are visual aids for where your brain is at. We need to, because we're on a truncated time and because everybody needs to go deal with their emotions about this announcement. Let's quickly jump to beer two. And all right. So I'm going to say, I think I know exactly what it is. And I think it's because you put me in the context for it during the last show, John Hall.
Yeah.
I suspect there is a case of this beer on every porch you own.
I would hope so. Although I went looking for it last night and couldn't find it. So if we're talking about
Kennedy
Sierra Celebration, but yeah,
I think we're drinking Sierra Celebration.
There's this really, sorry. Yeah, it's this beautiful, exactly beautiful, beautiful snappy hops. And
although this one's not as fresh as the other ones.
Brian texted me a picture yesterday of the two blind beers in his fridge right beside a six pack of Celebration.
Well, it's still beautiful, even if it's old. Man, I love this
beer. It's about a month old, maybe 2 months old. It's
like, yeah, mine says 2020. It's at least this season.
Mine says 10-6-20.
No, I mean my celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a 10-6? I got
mine was 10-12.
Yours is June 12th?
No.
No,
10-12. 10-12. Okay.
No. That's what I picked up at the grocery store.
The one I sent you guys is 9/28.
9/28 is what I'm saying.
A little bit more than a month old.
Yeah.
It's fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's such a great beer. I don't think I had it last year. It just kind of skipped by.
I think I missed it last year too.
But man, I went back. I drink a lot of Bodhisattva out here by Georgetown Brewing. I don't know if you guys have ever had
it. I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic, that's a nice beer. Fantastic kind of like blend of like West Coast edging slightly on, I don't even want to say hazy territory, but it's like, you know, it's, I think it's Citra Mosaic Chinook and Centennial or something like that.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but either way, it's amazing. And the brewery is super close. So, I mean, you get it at the grocery store, it's like 4 days canned, like all the time, 6 packs. And it's my go-to. But so that bitey, you know, I want the bitiness of hops to come back into fashion.
Yeah, there's no doubt you're right.
That's
I forgot, I was like, wow, this celebration's pretty bitter. And I texted a friend of mine, he's like, dude, it's always been bitter. And I'm like, man, I think I missed it last year, and I've all the IPAs I've had in the last year have not been bitter. So yeah, it's like, let's bring bitter back, baby.
I never left it, but what's funny about this is Chief has brought this on the show too, right? Like all our kindred spirit team comes back to Celebration. Catherine brought it. Catherine, who just texted me actually. It's such a good fucking beer, and to be fair, the cheat is because we can see it, right? Because it's wrapped in the foil, but the bottle shape's familiar. I don't want to act like I'm this ninja fucking taster. But Brian, on the last show, we were talking about Celebration, and the bottle's the right shape, and the smell of the just those wet ass, I think it's Centennial or Cascade or whatever it is. I was like, oh yeah, this is Celebration. I can move on. It is so good though.
I think what happened, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe a couple of years ago they did when it came out, it wasn't fresh hop, it was wet hop.
Yeah.
And if correct, and maybe I have like a weird recollection of like having it that year and saying, dude, fuck this, and not liking it. Oh. And then maybe that's why I didn't go back to it for a while, because I've never had a wet hop beer that tastes good that doesn't have some kind of processed hop in it, some kind of dry hop.
Yeah,
like, I got you.
So I don't know if they went like all wet 1 year. I doubt it, but I don't know. For some reason, I kicked off from it for like at least 1 or 2 years.
Well,
but I'm back.
I'm a fan of this. It's got this really nice orange thing on the back. Like I'm thinking of like bergamot or some sort of like.
Yeah.
Like because the first sip before we knew what it was, there is this tea-like dryness to it. And then that orange, like almost like, you know, dried orange peel kind of comes off very subtly in the background. And boy, they still know what they're doing 40 years later. Good on them.
Good on them. Yeah. And so the other thing, speaking of Catherine Kyle and this and so on, is that's one of the things the Tiger taught me before there was, you know, before I was even homebrewing, was they always grab a sixel of this and save it for their Christmas in the middle of summer, whenever it's June 25th or whatever it is.
Yep.
And I'm sure the bottles and cans would age differently than a sixel. But they get a sixel of this whenever it drops, and they save it for Christmas in July. And I literally have gone there that day just to taste it right as they tap it.
I think I've had that with you forever.
Maybe, yeah, we might have done that together. But you know what I mean? This beer is so well constructed. It doesn't fall off 9 months old. It gets more interesting. Anyway, good for you. Hey, I don't know if you guys know Thieves, but Ken is pretty good at making beer.
He knows a thing or two. And he hires people who knows how to make good beer.
And this panel of experts has just agreed. So now it's official. Ken makes good beer.
That's right. With all the precincts reporting, we're happy to say Ken Grossman makes good beer.
The most votes ever cast.
Topical humor.
Ken Grossman makes decent beer. All right, Shrumpke, tell us what we need to know about Brian Shrumpke in the last 5 minutes of this tour de force episode of Steal This Beer.
Oh, man. Where to begin? I don't know. What do you want? What do you want to talk about?
I'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Tell us about your puppy that we the most. Oh. I think I'm an official fan of your dog on Facebook. I think I got a badge for that.
Another element of my life that has changed me. I'm a dog father or something.
Now,
so Miss Gristle has. Oh shit! So FYI, my motorbike was in the repair shop for weeks and it's being delivered outside my house now. So I might have to run outside.
Well, we all know this is going to be a quick.
Yeah, I got to run outside too.
But anyway, so Ms.
Everybody
Gristle,
go run outside.
No, so first wrap it up.
So Ms. Gristle had a pacemaker put in. She was born with a bad heart.
Aww.
I fell in love with her anyway. She's an adorable little Brussels Griffin. She's six pounds. And so we got her fixed. Pacemaker didn't really work. So we had another pacemaker.
Last week,
emergency. But this time they had to chop her up quite a bit. And they also fixed a hole in her heart, a PDA or something like that. They fixed something else. She was born wonky, but she's adorable. And hopefully she comes back together now.
You're a good dog, Dad.
You are an extremely good dog, Dad. I'm not this good of a father to Finn and Cass. All right, guys. Well, Brian's got a motorbike. Justin's got Brooklyn and Fuego. Hall's probably got to move his whole family to a different house. Cass, jet ski?
I gotta go surf the lake one last time before they drain it. So if you would like to reach us, write us love letters and hate mail, stealthisbeerpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on all social medias at Steal This Beer and of course the Facebook, and thank those that Patreon us. We do appreciate you.
We really do.
Donate a couple of bucks. So Hall can buy a house in Seattle right next door to Strumke, patreon.com.
Eddie Vedder.
Steal This Beer. Oh, Eddie Vedder too.
Yeah. Me and Ed.
Thanks y'all.
All right, y'all, seriously.
Thanks, Brian.
Get out there and hug somebody right now. Strumke, I miss you. I love you. Come back east or I'll come out there. Guys,
big love.
Steal this beer. All right, get at us.
Cheers.